Federal regulations require me to warn you that this next test chamber is looking pretty good.
I should not need to remind each and every citizen of Rapture that free enterprise is the foundation upon which our society has been established.
Everywhere you go, everything you do, it's always done for death, pain, and misery.
Our men are running from the battlefield! A shame for this place!
What time is it?
Almost nine.
That's fine.
It's time for the video to strike!
Again!
Why'd you do it every time?
I should have known this!
It makes me feel cheap and dirty.
I
wanted one of you to say Vader time.
Everything's all
Vader time. Somebody please say Vader time.
Oh,
jeez. That's a schmask.
Hey, everybody. This is the Video to Strike podcast. This episode will be going up February 6th or 7th, but it's the 5th. We're recording this thing. Guess what? We don't record it the same way the day we release it, but whatever.
Spoiler!
We just broke the curtain for you.
Yeah. You know, like, let's
blew your minds.
Honestly, if you're that invested in when we record this thing, I can't help you.
But keep liking our Facebook page.
Yeah, I can't keep it up.
Like and subscribe.
We have a Twitter now. We can tweet.
Dude, we have a Twitter now. At Video Destruct. You know, go follow that. And
whatever they do on Twitter.
Whenever we do, like questions for the show or anything like that, just, tweet at us. Or you can comment on our Facebook page. Either way, I'm going to take questions through either format. I'd prefer you being it tweeted to me so that everything's all in one place. So at Video Destruct, just go ahead and follow that, and we'll go ahead and follow you back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll follow your faces off.
I don't want to do that.
Oh, okay. Moving on.
All right then.
Well, she's a great big fat person.
So the other day, for those of you who don't, if I'm not your friend on Facebook, the other day I was sitting in my house. It was like Saturday. Whole lot of stuff going on in my life. So I was laying on the couch watching IFC, and Silence of the Lambs came on, and I watched it 1.5 times. Because I caught the last half of it once, and then I was like, well, I haven't seen the beginning of Silence of the Lambs in a while, so I don't know what. All the way through again.
Again, all the way through.
Well, because once you get to a certain point, it's like, I want to watch him shove his dick between his legs and go, goodbye, horses.
Would you fuck me? I fuck me.
Would you fuck me? I fuck me hard.
Quit doing that voice.
It's pretty spot on.
Is she a great big fat person?
Dude, you should cosplay as that.
Oh, no.
Oh, dude, yeah. Actually, yeah.
Just you wearing somebody's skin,
tucking it.
It'd be great.
Oh.
I'd love it.
There's not enough duct tape in the land to tag this bad boy. All right, so guess what? We just lost 6 of our 15 followers.
There you go.
Woo!
Please re-like us on Facebook. Please.
I didn't know there was a dislike button.
Right?
No, I believe it's a block button, but I'm sure they've used it.
Only a few more to go. We'll get them all eventually.
Oh, my God.
We're just dwindling it down until there's one.
Yeah.
What are we doing on this stupid podcast? Eric, what have you played in the last week? What have you done in the last week? Because it sounds like you haven't played that much.
I've been super busy, a lot of work stuff. The weather's been pretty crappy.
Nuts.
I did get a chance to play the first episode of season 2 of The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Booyah.
This game, in general, the whole franchise, Telltale has really found a niche in making you love a character and then deciding if you have to kill it or not. And it drives me insane because I know it's going to happen, but they just continue to blow my mind of how just compelled. Like, I've never been a point-and-click guy.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't play really in the Sam and Max's. Like, it really wasn't my thing. And I was drawn to this because it was The Walking Dead.
Did you ever play any of their old stuff back when they were at LucasArts? Like, Sam and Max Hit the Road, Full Throttle,
no, none of that. None of that.
Maniac
no.
Mansion.
Maniac Mansion.
Yeah.
No, I never
that was them?
Monkey Island?
That yeah. was them?
And most of the dudes who went on to make Telltale, the same dudes.
Okay.
Did the Sam and Max games first, and
that makes perfect sense. Yeah, I didn't even know that.
They made Bone.
Yeah,
yeah, same dudes.
Awesome. Yeah, I was never a big a point and click guy until recently. Like I said, I played it for the Walking Dead title alone, and a friend at work played it and said it was great. So I played the first season, and I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever played. And it, like I said, it still holds up. Season two, at least the first episode. I don't want to shoot out any spoilers. Again, just still trying to work the audio issue out on my recorder.
Yeah.
But it's phenomenal. Like, it is top-notch storytelling. I never thought I could be emotionally invested into a point-and-click game. but, yeah, it's really good. And the way they did it this time is really well done.
The last episode of Season 1 is, everybody knows I'm not a huge Walking Dead person anyway.
Yeah.
But that first Walking Dead season, I'm a huge, huge fan of Telltale's prior work. I've played, even back to that old LucasArts stuff, I played a ton of their stuff. And all the new, the first three Sam and Max seasons that they made when they came back and really introduced the world to the episodic games format, they were the first people to really do it. Mm-hmm. And guess what? They were the only ones that ever really do it well.
Yeah.
Kentucky Route Zero is doing a pretty good job at it. People give, Telltale quite a bit of, crap over the fact that, the second episode of The Wolf Among Us is still not out. It's like, I respect the fact that they'll put out an episode, and if people respond to something or hate something, that second or third episode usually takes a little bit more time to come out than, the fourth or fifth episode will. Because they'll go back and, in the first season of The Walking Dead, you notice that they basically removed all the shooting out of that game after a while?
Yeah.
Because people hated it. Because it was bad.
It was bad shooting.
It was the one bad thing about those games. And then they took that out of there. And I was like, these games are great.
How were they?
They are great.
Okay. How do you get that one again?
Just me raising my arms
just,
in there.
Just, feel free to meme that, internet. Great. Audio meme.
I feel like you could take that meme of that the fat kid with the panda hat on,
right? Yeah,
with
his
hands in the air. Right, yay! Great. Yeah, and then show me playing some other game with my hand.
Like Outlast.
What's wrong with Outlast?
Let's talk about Outlast. Y'all were playing Outlast when I came in the studio into the House of Pain today.
Yeah, House of Pain.
Stop calling it that.
I will never.
It is what it's called from now on. It's a thing. Deal with it.
We're going to stop recording here.
We're recording outside.
Once the spring hits, we're recording outside.
Spring break.
Spring break.
Anyway, Outlast was it's an indie game. Mm-hmm. How many say people made it? 13?
Yeah, people? 7 or 13, somebody.
Really?
Very, 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 very
small. It's really polished for that.
We were playing the PS4 version that just went live on PlayStation Plus. Yesterday, I'd had a little bit of trouble getting it to download because so many people just raided the service, downloaded the game. But once I got it downloaded, it was fine. Although I did have one problem. I downloaded it, and I guess there were still authentication issues on the Sony side because the network had been so slammed.
Really?
That when I went to play it, it was like, you need a license to play this. I was like, but I did everything I'm supposed to do.
I hit X and I agreed to
the
terms.
There was a lock on it. There was like a visual lock on it. Like my account had expired or something.
Really?
I guess maybe there were so many people trying to hit the PlayStation Plus service that it had pulled stuff down.
Right.
Because they even released Metro Last Light on the PS3 for free yesterday as well. So, and that's a huge game. That's 20 gigs or something.
Right.
So I'd say there were a ton of people just pounding that service yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think Street Fighter Cross Tekken might have gone live for the Vita, but I haven't turned my Vita on yet to download it. Ton of stuff hit PlayStation Plus yesterday, but Outlast, I want to get your impressions on that, but the first thing I'll say about that game is that PS4 version, given their small team, is not a sloppy port at all. That is like the PC version of that game just whipped up all the way. I've never seen it on absolute full blast on the PC,
right?
But it looks as good as I've ever seen
it. It looks really good. I've seen it played on the PC. I saw a little bit of, probably the first 10 minutes of play time when the game first came out, and it I mean, it looks great. Like, it's, I mean, on the PlayStation, like, I thought it was going to be choppy and a little, where they have to draw back a little bit, but it's optimized great for the PS4.
I need you to come back tomorrow and turn on those generators.
No. Maybe. Maybe.
Eric screamed like a lady. He screamed like a lady.
It was the most... And anybody who knows me, it's the most unmanliest I've ever felt in my entire life.
I'll say this. While playing that game with Eric, he made it clear immediately as soon as he sat down that he's not very good with horror.
Yeah.
And so as soon as he sat down, I came up with the best idea for a gameplay series. Two fat guys play horror games.
I'm down.
It's just, but there's got to be a video on screen of us.
Gotta
the
be face cam.
There's gonna be a lot of screaming and a lot of eating.
This will have face cam, no doubt.
We're playing all these zombies games while eating spaghetti.
I really want to get past this next level, but I really want to catch this meatball.
I do have a camera with night vision, so we will do this. I have a camera with night vision.
What are you doing in your free time?
It's a long story. It's a wrestling story.
We gotta tell that story on Schmozcast.
Yeah, that'll be on the
Schmozcast. We can't talk about the other podcast.
I said on the Schmozcast.
On the Schmozcast.
We don't need to talk about the other podcast.
We're gonna JBL it.
That never happened.
What?
Doesn't exist.
What is the Schmozcast? I don't know.
Some other douches do it. I don't know. Some wrestling turds.
Losers.
Yeah, Outlast is such a genuinely scary game. Like, it is. As soon as you set me down with the controller and we're sitting in your house of pain and the lights are off.
Not where we were.
And the lights are off, and it was just bright enough outside to give a little light.
Yeah.
It was. Scary. Well,
just the title alone is terrifying. Outlast.
Well, I don't know if you guys have actually seen a horror movie. It's on Netflix. I recommend watching that as a primer to play Outlast.
Yeah.
It's called Grave Encounters.
Really?
All right. So there's two of these things, actually. And the second one is actually a pretty great idea. But these people they're doing like a shitty ghost hunter show.
Right.
But there turns out to be like actually ghosts there.
Actual ghosts, yeah.
And, well, the great thing is, a lot of that movie is actually filmed through like set cameras.
Right.
Like they were using to record, you know, their TV show with. But then they've also got handy cams that have night vision on them.
Obviously.
So... That movie,
Blair Witch Project,
it's really well done. Okay. Like, I hate found footage movies.
Yeah,
this movie's actually really good. Granted, when I watched Grave Encounters 1, yeah, I was pretty drunk, and by the time we watched Grave Encounters 2, I was super drunk. those movies are fantastic.
The found footage while drunk. The found footage movie typically is bad, but. You get those little sparkling gems out there that know how to use it properly.
Like the Paranormal Activity.
Those don't know how to do that well.
Well,
really?
A lot of people
they're popular.
A lot of people enjoy those. I've actually never seen one of them. So
I've watched all of them.
I can tell you
what my reaction is to those films.
Okay. I've never seen them.
Just like the guy who wanted to kill us.
Personally. That's right. That's right.
Oh, God.
I got kicked out of the theater when I saw Paranormal Activity 1 with my friend Ron McQueen. Yeah. We went to the theater. No, it was Paranormal Activity 2. We watched the first one. I hated it so bad that we had to go back for the second one.
Of course.
And perfect sense.
Makes very good
sense. I feel like this is probably painting a too clear a picture of me. So we decided to go to the bar first.
Right. Okay.
Just started heckling this film, like, openly during the movie. And I just kept grabbing Ron and going, because, like, there's all the kids there that just whenever something happens,
Yeah, right, yeah.
So I would just grab him and go,
At not scary parts.
at any moment.
I made you dinner.
we were given the one warning of, guys, that's your warning.
Okay. Unless you want to waste your $85 you've spent at the movie theater.
The problem is, like, I'm just drunk enough that I'm like, going home would be okay, but I'm also drunk enough that I can't drive.
Yeah.
So what am I going to do? Stand outside for an hour? I've got to like last another hour in this movie for me to be okay.
Right.
So we played good boys for the rest of the film, but don't watch those.
Okay.
Although the new one where it seems like it's like a boy in his blob except with a ghost. whatever. Like, yeah. What is that?
Yeah. There's an interesting thing about
Paranormal
that one.
Mextivity, because all about Mexicans? I don't know.
Haven't watched it, but it's an interesting thing because, like, there's a thing that they do with those found footage movies that kind of takes you out of it. Some of them do it well. I heard the second one does it pretty well in the Paranormal Activity. Is why no one, like, you know, we just found this footage and we're watching it, right? That's the illusion they're trying to create. In that last one, there's literally no reason they shouldn't just go to the cops after the first death, because it's like, oh, what are we going to do? They'll never believe us. You have it on film. why wouldn't you? Nobody really dies
in those.
You know, it's just
on screen.
But yeah, on those other ones. But in this new one, apparently it's gore fest.
Right.
Like, people will have their heads cut off and everything. And the dog's going
crazy. The willow's
crazy.
Acting up.
Yeah, the dog's going crazy.
Protecting the hoss of pain.
Yeah.
Willow's
not a fan of Paranormal.
Yeah.
No,
there's a found footage movie that a friend at work told me to watch, and I don't know if you've seen it, and I'm sure you're going to hate it, because that's what you do.
I hate everything. I say Grave Encounters too.
I do appreciate that you go out of your way to see things that you hate.
Yeah.
You can't hate it if you don't see it. It's like a new Thor movie. I'm going to see that.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix if you're into scary movies. It's called VHS.
Oh, those movies are great.
Really?
I love both of those.
Really?
I haven't seen the second one.
Second one's awesome.
Someone told me the second one wasn't as good.
No, dude. The last scene in the second one is all about like a witch coven.
Yeah, don't tell me.
Oh my god!
That movie, and I don't do good with horror games. Let me straighten this out. I don't do good with horror games because I hate being in control of my own scare.
Die. Right.
But
yeah.
Watching horror movies, I can do. I'm not a like chicken shit when it comes to watching like horror. Yeah,
you pussy.
Yeah, I can watch horror movies, but VHS freaked me out so bad that I caught myself purposely texting to take myself out of the movie to make myself like not as freaked out anymore.
I'm gonna pull the Haas here. I was unimpressed by that first movie.
What?
I just something about it. The problem I had with the succubus.
She was a succubus.
But she turned out. What, was she a hooker?
For me,
they just found her at the club hanging out.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. For me, I felt like that whole thing derailed after that first one. That first one was actually my favorite one of the whole three.
Yeah.
And I thought the other two just didn't live. The other three? Is it the second movie where they have the GoPro camera? It must be the second one.
There's an awesome bit where a guy's riding a bicycle in the woods and he has a GoPro camera on and it's like a zombie thing. It's awesome.
That's definitely the second one.
Like, how do you not, like,
I don't know. It just, I'm not going to say I hated it.
The FaceTime alien ghost thing.
I'm not going to say I
hate freaked me out. I was like, there's a thing, the alien thing was awesome. Yeah. He's in the other room? What the F? Oh, this is weird.
I'm not going to say I hated it by any means.
You just said you hated it.
No, I just said I it didn't impress me. That's what I said. I was unimpressed by it. Like, the first one, I felt, the first story with the succubus, I felt was the strongest point, and they led with it.
In that house with the arms coming out of the walls, I
couldn't stop laughing at that one because it was Matt, Chad, and Rob.
There's these YouTube guys called Chad, Matt, and Rob, and they do, you know those books where it's like
Choose Your Own Adventure.
Yeah, Choose Your Own Adventure books. They do that with YouTube.
Yeah,
and it's like pick what you want to do, and like three annotations pick up, and you click it, and you go to the next video, and like you have to basically make them live. And if you pick the wrong adventure, you have to like rewind and go back and do it all again.
It's genius.
And it's hilarious.
It's brilliant. But I couldn't stop laughing in that third one.
Because they were in it.
It took me completely out of it because it was them, and I'm just like, okay, I've seen them do this for shits and giggles. I can't really get into it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a bad movie by any means. I just, for some reason,
like Creepshow.
Yeah. I enjoy those too.
I like vignette or horror movies.
I just feel like that first one was really strong, but there's no other one you could have led with. Because that one was so perfect at like capturing what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's like this weird little thing where it goes all wrong at the end.
Yeah, I like most of them. So, the couple on the vacation where it just turned out she was just a whore.
Yeah, a lesbian whore.
A lesbian whore.
That scene, actually, I really
enjoyed. That was like, I was like, oh, what a bitch.
That had a lot of Hitchcock to it.
And then, I couldn't sleep with my wife for a couple of days. Like, I just caught myself sleeping on the couch with my gun and my flashlight, going, I dare her to come
waiting,
in here.
Waiting for her gay lover to show up with her knife.
Dare her to come in here.
Yeah, there's a lot of Hitchcock in that one.
Great mental image of you and guns. Just like you're actually, instead of a blanket, it's just guns.
It was kind of so Hitchcock that I didn't want him to show anything. I didn't even want the guy to die, because it was just really like suspenseful that she's like over and over him with a knife.
Yeah,
and you know, you don't know what's gonna happen. And so, yeah, but yeah. It was a pretty good twist. I'm not gonna say
I haven't seen the second one. Yeah, Outlast had, oh god, it was just, it's scary. If you have the PlayStation Network and you can download it, go play it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything about the specific scares in the game.
Yeah, we don't want to spoil it.
But, because there are some iconic moments that if you've seen the first few minutes, I, believe it or not, I'd actually stayed completely pure in this game. I was going to buy it on the PC back around the holidays, and then I happened to remember that the game was going to be free on the PS4, and I was like, well, you know, I could use more excuses to use that thing whenever possible, plus free.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't get, like, $5 are free, I'm going to go free. Right. I'm playing through it on the PS4. The initial loads in the game and the loads on save times and things like that are a little long, but once you're in the game, it really never seems to load again.
Yeah.
Looks absolutely fantastic. Scary as all shit.
It loads while you're screaming. Yeah. It's like Monsters, Inc. It loads up from your screams. It gets more powerful.
I've got a pretty nice surround sound system and a big TV, and I booted that thing up last night and got to the first jump scare and sat the controller down and said, all right, I'm good.
No more.
All right. Experience.
Like, it's experience way too dark.
Over.
It's way too dark. This is way too loud. And I'm all alone.
I gotta stop.
Yeah. So hopefully we can. We're gonna get some game cap stuff later.
I want to play through that whole game with Eric.
Haas has got a sweet Call of Duty video camera.
Yeah.
And we're gonna record ourselves playing, and hopefully it'll make you laugh.
But yeah. What else have you played? Anything else?
That, from the play standpoint, that's all I've played. I watched Spring Breakers.
Again?
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome, isn't it?
Is it one of those you have to wrap your head around?
I watched it once, and I was like, eh. Like, I can't see how some people would like it. And in my head, I was like, it's so, like, artsy and out there that you would, like, it made people feel dumb if they didn't get it. So they,
it's
like
Donnie Darko, yeah, this movie.
Exactly. It's like I don't know.
Did you enjoy it more the second time?
I enjoyed it more the second time because I really got a chance to like really super duper love James Franco as Alien.
Look at my shit.
I just sucked both y'all off. Y'all my girls. I love y'all.
Rest of this podcast just us saying, look at my shit.
I feel like we need to stop talking about Spring Breakers already, but Brandon, there's one last step in this process.
You have to watch it.
I do need to watch Spring Breakers.
All right, tell you what.
I'll watch Spring Breakers because
Sunday, do you have anything going on?
I don't have anything going on. I will watch
Spring Breakers. Come over on Sunday. I've got the Blu-ray. Watch it together.
I don't want to watch it with you.
Why not?
Because I want to get the experience of the untainted by, you know,
fine, Eric's
by the lover's eye.
Watch it together.
We're going to play some more Outlast.
Dude, yeah. Let's watch some Outlast and then watch some Spring Breakers.
Yeah, we'll get the video capture card up.
Look, all I know is that I got a babysitter Saturday night and I'm not doing anything on Saturday. Word. Because my friend's a jerk.
Hmm?
Yeah. What? No birthday party for you.
Aww.
I canceled it.
Aww.
Ain't no birthday for you, son.
Yeah. Oh, man. Wait. Oh, I don't care. My mom's still making fried chicken, so I don't give a crap.
Your mom is going to be there.
Dude, I'm missing out on fried chicken.
And his mom.
Yeah.
And his mom.
My mom is a saint.
She's like, Bonta.
My mom is a saint. She listens to this. Could you guys not do this?
We love you, Debbie.
Did you almost forget my mom's name?
No.
There was a pause.
I was going to say something gross, but I remember she listened, so I was going to miss it.
God, what is wrong with you two?
I don't know.
This podcast is fantastic.
You don't care. You don't care. You haven't met her yet because you refused to go. But anyway,
she's my podcast that shan't be named.
Yeah, those other doofuses, you know,
those turds over there,
freaking right, marks.
Brandon, what'd you do this week?
This week, I didn't play any games. Pretty much all that, but I didn't play any games, but I did see... Are you guys okay? Are you guys all right? What are you guys doing? I just saw them, like pretending to suck each other's dicks over here. I don't know what that was.
No, he pointed at his knee.
I get it. Yeah. But yeah,
that's so, what he did this weekend.
Yeah.
He cocky dude everywhere.
Everywhere. Go watch the Schmozcast if you want to get that one.
And if you can't watch the Schmozcast because it's not a video.
Let's okay. We're going to semantics. All right. You're going to bring out semantics.
Brandon,
all right.
What have you done in the last week?
I don't know. Y'all just took it from me, so there you go. Whatever. I don't really have anything to I don't have anything to say to now.
It's still real to me.
I have nothing to say today. I have nothing to say now.
What have you played?
I don't want to say anything.
Because, we'll be quiet. Yeah. I promise.
I don't want to say anything now because, hey, whatever. So, y'all go ahead. No. Y'all just do your own thing. It's cool Max Payne thing. Cool Max Payne figure.
We broke the video destruction.
You broke it completely. Good job.
I'm sorry. It was there. Good job. I had to take it.
Brandon, yeah. Say words.
I don't care. I'm not saying anything now.
Use what you played.
Nope. Don't care. Didn't play anything.
How's your Santa game?
Didn't play anything.
How's your Raspberry Pi?
I already talked about it.
Oh, your Raspberry Pi.
I can't talk about the Raspberry Pi. You don't want me talking about the Raspberry Pi.
I'm thinking about building the main cabin, so let's talk about your Raspberry Pi.
Do you want to talk about it? Okay.
Let's do it.
I can't talk about it.
Tell us what a Raspberry Pi is.
Raspberry Pi is awesome. Awesome old thing was developed in Britain.
It's delicious.
It's awesome. Anyway, it's delicious. No, it's a tiny PC. Basically, it was developed for programmers.
Yeah.
Guys wanted to teach a lot of students programming. They didn't want to shell out hundreds of dollars for tiny PCs for people to learn how to program on. So he went to a friend who was making these things himself, and it's just like this tiny little motherboard. It's got two USB ports, an audio visual port, an HDMI port. I don't know why you need both of those.
And delicious whipped cream.
Delicious whipped cream. A flaky crust.
I like ice cream.
Yeah, it's good. Power cable, and it's got, there's two models. There's Model A and Model B. The Model B has 512 megabytes of RAM, I believe. And it's just this cool little device that you can do. And it was built to help people program on and like teach programming, but all the PC community
on that thing.
Yeah.
A lot
just
media
all,
center.
Yeah, all the PC crowd just like latched onto this thing and just started doing project after project. Not necessarily all legal projects.
Yeah, a lot of gray market stuff.
A lot of gray market stuff. A lot of piratey kind of things. But one of the cool
things about it is that a lot of people put games on there,
yes,
or the arcade variety. That,
exactly.
Unless you're willing to get 100 cabinets,
yeah,
there's not really a way for you to
exactly
put that all in your house.
Exactly. Like, there's something to be said about getting the board that goes in the arcade machine and all that stuff, but for this, it's like, it's just a tiny little thing that's no bigger than, the palm of your hand, just about, and it's, the U2's hands, not my girly hands. It's pretty big. It you can put all sorts of things on. I'm going to be using it for a I'm completely losing
an emulator.
An emulator, but I wanted to.
Are you doing a MAME?
No, not a MAME because that's more for the arcades, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess just emulator. I don't know how else to say it. But it's going to be a retro fitted kind of thing for all the I'm not going to be selling it anywhere. But it's going to have all like the SNES games, all the I guess Genesis and
What's wrong with Genesis?
Well, Sega Master System is what I was getting to. Genesis is fine. Sega Master System.
Genesis,
which is
one of the greatest systems of all time.
Yeah, no. I meant to say Master System, which is like
you
whatever.
Don't dare, sir. Video is fantastic.
I said good day.
I said good
Marky
day.
Make my video for the Sega CD.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's
that's
awesome.
The one everybody loved. It's pretty cool.
Old video in here.
There's a whole little process through it to put emulators on it. Get your own thing set up with a RetroPie, as they call it. You can put up a little USB Super NES controller to it and have a whole library of games at your disposal in a tiny little case, which is awesome.
See, for me, when it comes to that kind of stuff, as I wrote that article for the site about wanting to build a classic games collection, I've got a pretty hefty start already.
Yeah, those Famicom games.
Those Super Famicom
games. I'm going to mention those every podcast until we play them.
Yeah.
It's happening.
I've got a pretty good start on old stuff. But really what I want to do is, you know, I've got a Neo Geo arcade cabinet in my house. It's, you know, I've got a bunch of, it's an MVS system. Obviously it's a single slot unit. What I'm going to do over the course of the next few months is I'm actually going to replace all the controls on the unit, joysticks, buttons. The coin slot's still fine, but I'm actually going to set it up for free plays on everything, because right now you actually have to open up the coin door and flick it.
Haas makes you pay if you want to play his cabinet.
Yeah, it'll be a quarter. But you got to open up the coin door and flick that, so I'll set it up on free play. But you know, that, and I'm going to either do one of two things. I'm going to do a cap kit on it.
Right.
Which, I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
No, it is.
It's pulling all of the static electricity that's built up on the unit. So what's happening with the monitor that I have right now is that no matter what you do to the contrast and brightness,
yeah,
white overpowers everything. You guys have used my unit.
Yeah.
And whites overpower everything else on screen.
Right.
It's not to the point where it's unusable, but it's to the point where it's kind of ugly and it makes some of the stuff hard to read.
Right.
But it's still fully functional right now, but I want to do a cap kit, see if that fixes it, and then I'm also going to replace the brightness and contrast controls on the monitor itself and see if that fixes it. If not, I'm going to pull that monitor out of there and place a new monitor in there, which I'm sure a monitor will cost me $700.
There you go.
Because nobody makes them anymore.
Yeah.
But I'll want one that's completely remanufactured. So, yeah, that's kind of what my venture is going to be with that. And then once I actually get this unit completely popped back together and in perfect running shape, I think I'm going to buy, like, an old, like, shitty RoboCop machine or something that nobody wants and build a real main cabinet in there. Just put a PC in there and just load it up with, you know, get something that's going to have...
nobody wants a RoboCop cabinet.
Well, it needs to be something that can at least house two players, so it'll probably end up being like a Street Fighter or an NBA Jam machine.
Right.
Because it needs something that has, you know, enough spots for two players, but I also want something that I can mod it to put the five buttons in there, because UMK3 is a five-button game.
Right.
It's got that run button. So I'll start working with that and see what happens. But yeah, that's kind of one of my projects that I want to do this year. You know, I have to buy a furnace.
Right.
And after that furnace is bought, then my fun project for this year will be doing that. And then I'm going to keep moving down the road of that, you know, that classic games collection. You know, I've started, you know, with that Super Famicom setup.
Right.
But, you know, we'll see where that goes. I mean, really, sorry, my phone keeps going off. I'm rude.
He's a popular guy.
He's that guy.
Blowed up.
But, yeah, like, so I'm going to put a bunch of, you know, stuff up on the site about my games collection. I'm curious to see if there's anybody else out there, you know, that's listening, that's doing this as well. I mean, you know, classic games collecting, it seems to be something that, you know, with the rise of emulators and everything, has kind of gone out of vogue. Well, but it hasn't driven prices down that much, which makes me believe there's still people out there buying.
There is. I remember there was a time when I was going into, like, Game Force and, like, these other indie kind of areas and everything and for games, and the prices were cheap. I could go get a Super Metroid for, like, $10. You know,
you
I think
still get that game can't. Fairly cheap.
Yeah, but it's not $10. It's like $35. Like, you're gonna get it. It's like,
but it's still,
which by game standards is
you
cheap.
You can still walk into
a game.
Yeah, but you can still walk into. But that's not necessarily been re-released that many times.
No, yeah,
that's kind of that.
And people enjoy that.
Yes, it's kind of a beloved favorite. But, like, you know, a game like A Link to the Past has been repopped so many times. You can get A Link to the Past.
Yeah,
for $5.
$5 because it's everywhere. Yeah.
Plus, that game sold a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, you know, you can still walk into used game shops kind of across the country and walk in with $20 and probably walk out with 15 SNES games. Granted, they're not huge titles or anything.
Right.
But, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there that, you know, you can probably have a blast with. Soldiers of Fortune.
Yeah.
You know, you can probably have a blast with quite a few of these games.
Right, right.
You know, for
Great Strategy Expert.
Yeah, that's a banger.
That's gonna be a classic when we make it.
Recently I got that Ghostbusters for like $1. And Tecmo Bowl for like $1. I mean, you know, ice hockey for like $1. Ooh, I mean, there's quite a few, you know, games like that I have an affinity for that I loved that not everybody else is super gaga about, so it's cheap. I'm not out to build some kind of sealed gem mint collection of, like, oh, this is the alternate art that makes it work. No, dude, don't care. I just want games, bro. Like, and games. Anybody who's out there collecting sealed games right now, dude, you're a moron. You're an asshole who is also a moron.
Well, it's just a collection thing.
No, it's not cool. Like,
it's a collection thing.
It's not a game at that point.
Well, yeah,
you
I
bought
know.
A box art.
Yeah, but that's part of it.
Coming from the guy who just bought... a game because it had a statue.
That hasn't arrived yet. Once again, anybody who follows me on Facebook, you probably noticed it today.
Yeah.
I made a post encouraging people not to go out to their local GameStop and purchase Aliens Colonial Marines, the special edition for $9.99.
Right.
So I did it myself.
As per logic.
But...
he loves the torture.
And so. To be fair, that was $10, though.
And so. I do like bad games.
Yeah.
I have a weird thing about bad games.
Bad games?
Kind of really like bad games. Like, 50 Jeez. Cent Blood on the Sand, sort of a bad game, but it's one of my favorite games of all time.
Superman 64, terrible game.
Yeah, but see, there's not even any fun to be
had. No, there's no fun it's to just, be had at all.
It's just bad.
It's bad all around.
Like, Simpsons Road Rage, bad game.
Bad game.
It's a pretty good game.
Yeah.
Like, it's also...
bad game. Pretty fun.
It's a bad game that I like. It's, it's basically Crazy Taxi, but like an ass version of Crazy Taxi.
Sure, sure.
But yeah, like, and this weekend I know also, you know, like, I think this podcast is probably just going to be this time and time again, but I made bad decisions with money.
Like choosing to invest in a podcast.
That happens.
You know, I make...
Hey, that's the best decision I've ever made.
I make sour decisions with money. I mean, like, you know, to the point where I kind of hope my mom doesn't listen to this podcast.
There you go.
But, yeah, I was at my second job, my video game retail job, and I happened to notice that the Call of Duty Prestige Edition for Ghosts on any system was marked down from like $200
right
to $99.
Wow.
And I could still use my discount. Which I won't say the exact percentage, but it's
pretty
marked
okay.
A little bit off of that.
Pretty okay.
you know, brand new sealed. The Prestige Edition of that game comes with Call of Duty Ghosts for the Xbox One, because I bought it on there. Kind of an issue with that, though.
Yeah.
I own Call of Duty Ghosts on the PS4.
A little bit of an issue.
And as I mentioned on the recent podcast, I've actually been playing quite a bit of that game.
Right.
Well, and that DLC just came out for it. And that leads into the second reason that I wanted to buy this Prestige Edition, because it came with the Season Pass.
Yeah.
So it gets all the DLC with it. All four of those packs, which normally be $60, blah, 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 in there.
Right.
So it comes with the Season Pass. It also comes with a tactical camera, which I had dismissed outright when the thing first came out, because I thought it was a scope. I don't pay a lot of attention to Call of Duty press releases.
Right.
Because what is somebody going to tell me? It's got multiplayer this year. Dude, I know. I'm going to play it. Whatever. It's like, oh, yeah, we got a $200 special edition. Yeah, this Splinter Cell comes with a plane. Who cares? So I didn't pay any attention to it. And I happened to notice that on the packaging, it said, yo, it comes with this tactical camera. So I'm thinking the game's $60. The season pass is $50.
Yeah.
And it's got a camera that's like a GoPro in it.
Right.
That apparently you can mount on my shotgun, which I just kind of lost.
That's going to be an interesting video later.
Yeah. I think we need to go to the shooting range.
Yeah. Get some watermelons.
I'm like, all right, well, I was going to buy a GoPro anyway. I've got a SRT Challenger car, and I've always wanted, like, a GoPro to, you know, take to the drag strip, because I bought a 500-horsepower muscle car to take to the drag strip. I didn't buy it to drive to work. I only drive it on special occasions. I drive it, you know, I bought it to drive fast. So I thought, having a GoPro would be pretty sweet. So if this thing even does half of what a GoPro does, it will justify in my mind that I'm going to use this thing enough to buy a real GoPro. So I didn't go out and spend $200 on something that it turns out I used once and then it sits in a drawer. That's how my mind works. Shut up. But even if it was just the game and the season pass, that's $110 value.
Right.
I feel like I'm watching the knife show here. It's like, buddy, we got four Coca-Cola handle knives.
Is Is that the Staghorn at that price?
It's no. got that tortoise shell handle.
Is that a Damascus blade? Let's go ahead and jab that into the log.
This is made from Damascus steel. I've actually got that knife that's
of
sitting
on. Of course you do.
Of course you have it.
I bought it off a knife show, and it's called the Immortal Warrior.
The Immortal Warrior at that price?
Brandon, bring me this knife.
All right, I'm going to walk over here and get the Immortal Warrior. Have you
ever seen that stupid knife? I saw it today, and I was confused, and I was going to get up and get it, but I don't want to ruin the other podcast.
As you can tell, with all the dust on it, I use it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's the most practical knife I've ever seen.
I just imagine you in your backyard swinging it around.
It's a really stupid looking knife that kind of looks like a dragon, alright?
Yeah. I say we put the tactical camera on that.
Yes. And then cut watermelons?
And then cut watermelons with it, because that should happen.
So.
Oh, it just gets more silly.
Lord.
There's another snap.
What are we doing here? This has turned into the knife.
Oh my god.
This is an incredibly dangerous looking knife.
Alright, that's awesome. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's a dragon head at the
end.
That's
the coolest thing you've ever bought.
It's a dragon head. It's the Immortal Warrior. That's what else says dragon? It's got a Coca-Cola handle. Have you seen it at this price before?
Never seen it at that price.
I feel like it should be on Skyrim.
It is. It's a Skyrim blade.
On Skyrim.
It's the dagger that you need to complete the game.
It's the Kratos blade.
I feel like it's a blade I had on my rogue character in World of Warcraft.
So, moving on. I bought this dumb camera.
Right.
That Prestige Edition. So, now I own Call of Duty on two consoles. So, if you're friends with me on Xbox One, I guess that's where I'll be playing Call of Duty from now on.
Booyah.
But the cool thing about that is that the first DLC pack... I'm gonna just make up a name because it's always like Immortalization or something like that.
Right, yeah.
Like, yeah, that map pack is out. The cool thing about that map pack, it adds a new chapter to their alien invasion mode.
Right.
Which is pretty alright. I'm actually digging that stuff so far. I like it more than zombies because zombies are dumb.
Is that about alien invasions or is it about immigration?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. It covers both.
You're also shooting both. Mexicans at spaceships.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
Why did he have a bottle of tequila and a sombrero in my head?
It was a Molotov cocktail.
Arriba! Get down here, you'll find the aliens.
Yeah, the main attraction of that map pack for me, and it kind of makes me wonder what's going to happen in the other ones, is that there's a map on the new map pack for Call of Duty called Fog.
Right.
And Fog is a map that's set at basically your Camp Crystal Lake looking environment. It's nighttime, swampy, cabins, that kind of thing.
Right.
And if you complete a field action, which basically means you pick up one of these briefcases that spawns off a dead body and it says, hey, kill somebody with your sidearm or something like that as opposed to your main weapon.
Yeah.
And you kill somebody using that, you become Michael fucking Myers. And it plays the music.
But that's the wrong place, isn't it?
Well, it doesn't explicitly say that, but,
but
it's nighttime.
It's a horror movie-ish.
But it makes me wonder, in the other map packs, are they going to have like Jason Voorhees in there?
Right? Could they?
That'd be awesome!
Is it Michael Myers, or is it like rip-off-y, music-y?
No, it's the John Carpenter. It's not out of key or anything. It's not like the Ghostbusters music on the NES.
How about that voice on there?
Ghostbusters.
Are you talking about the Gersbursters?
Gersbursters.
But yeah, that's, I played some Outlast. We kind of already talked about that.
So scary.
That game's pretty damn terrifying. Played a little bit more of The Last of Us. I'm working on that. Here in a couple of weeks, I kind of want to have Gus back on. I want to do a spoiler cast.
Yeah.
For that game.
Yes, let's do that.
And we can all kind of sit down and have a big, long discussion about it.
Let's do that. Let's talk about it.
I've got a little bit farther in. Nowhere, you know... Not really any point of note, but in the next week or so, I should have that game done.
Okay.
We've been super busy, and the weather has been ass, and I've been working a lot.
Yeah, stupid.
But yeah, like so. Beyond that, that's kind of all I've really played.
Okay.
Wasn't there something I wanted to talk about that I'd said I really wanted to make a point to talk about on the show?
Was there? I think we already did.
News.
I think we already did it.
No, I think you did it on the other cast that shall not be named. And you're like, I don't want to forget about it.
That's right, yeah. You just said you were going to forget about it. You did it on the other cast.
All right.
And I can Walking Dead in February?
Yeah.
It's coming back. I know you're super excited about that.
Yeah, he's done with that show. So it's like he's over with
well,
it.
Well, for everyone else in the world who listens.
Who listens to it, yeah.
Come back Sunday night. Come super back Sunday excited. Night.
Super excited about that.
Well, that's the opener to our news.
I had one more thing to talk about because I didn't play anything. But I did see an awesome movie. I'm not going to talk about much about it. Called I Know That Voice. It's produced by John DiMaggio, the voice of Bender from Futurama. Marcus.
Is that on Netflix?
It is not on Netflix. It is on Amazon for sale. Amazon free, you know, their video thing. You can do it for rent or you can buy it. I bought it. And it's basically John DiMaggio going around with a camera, talking to all of his voice acting buddies and just talking about voice acting as a profession and as an art, and it's fantastic, and I love it. You should go check it out. A lot of great people on there. You got Rob Paulsen, who's famous for voice acting. Tom Kenny, who does SpongeBob SquarePants.
His name was Robert Paulsen.
What? It's Rob Paulsen.
His name was Robert Paulsen.
I get it.
I'm not getting that one.
Fight Club.
Okay, gotcha.
And in death, he has a name.
It's Robert Paulsen. His name. It totally.
It's Robert Paulsen.
It totally went over my
does
head.
Does that guy
there.
Have bitch tits?
What's that? No. No. It was not Meatloaf.
Oh, what if it was?
If it was Meatloaf, it'd be amazing.
Oh, no.
A lot of people. They even got the guy who does Marty McFly in the Telltale.
He is really good.
He sounds exactly like Marty McFly, doesn't he? And he even does it.
That makes me sad
on there.
They didn't make another one of those.
They got Nolan North, who is credited as the most voices in video games. You know, you know him as Nathan Drake.
There's another guy that's catching
up to
him
and everybody. Is there
that guy? That
I'm sure there is.
He was the Joker in the newest Batman game.
Right, right.
The lead in Saints Row 4. He was the lead in BioShock.
Yes,
Infinite. He was
Saints Row 4. Yes, he's played as Nolan North.
He's leading him. It's true. Yeah, yeah. It's true. Yeah, Saints Row 4.
I did think that was a pretty good joke.
Yeah, because he was one of the voices. Yeah, yeah. He's now an in joke with the gaming crowd. It's like, oh, Nolan North.
Yeah,
because everybody Jack knows
bomb.
It.
For yeah. a few years, had an award called the Northies, your Game of the Year Awards, where it was the best performance.
Best performance by Nolan North. That's awesome.
The
I love it. He's so self-aware about everything he's doing. It's fantastic. His bit where he talks to himself in Deadpool, probably the funniest part about that game. Rest of that game's kind of eh. But
I think the whole of that game is pretty.
But that part where he talks to himself is pretty great.
He calls
they fall
North.
Back on that a bit much.
Do they? I just saw the beginning
stuff.
Part. I just saw the beginning
bit.
Part of it.
He tries a little bit too hard to be zany.
Well,
I know that's kind of
Deadpool's thing. But yeah, not going to say it makes it a good game, obviously. But Jennifer Hale, who's the other person who's been in more. She was in all the Metal Gears and, you know, all that stuff. But, it's a great little
she's
movie.
She's been up there in years, but she's still a pretty lady.
She is a pretty lady, yes. Actually, pretty much everybody on this is a pretty lady. Gray Delisle, the girl who did Tommy from Rugrats.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
John DiMaggio.
John DiMaggio's pretty hot.
He's a pretty lady.
He's a pretty hot guy.
Speaking of pretty ladies, have you been back to Empire Comics and seen your little woman crush?
I haven't had a chance to read through the stuff I bought a couple of weeks ago, so give me a couple of weeks till I go back and talk to my future wife, who's probably already married.
I thought that was that wrestler chick with the pink mohawk that you're going to be talking to in that other podcast that we can't name.
Her name is Angelus Lane.
She's not confirmed to be on the show, but if she wanted to come by and love me, that'd be okay.
What if she wanted to call this the House of Pain?
Yeah.
She can call it whatever she wants.
All I know is there are going to be knees everywhere, all over her face.
That's all I got, so boom.
On the news, Hoss.
Okay, last time, we didn't actually talk about one of the biggest stories of the week. I somehow missed out on it. Microsoft bought the rights to the Gears of War franchise.
That's right.
That is entirely not surprising. More so than the purchase of that, I mean, there's also the fact that Black Tusk, a new studio that Microsoft had founded up in Vancouver, last year, right around E3, you know, right around the time of the Xbox One unveil, there was a video that had leaked out that was supposedly from this Black Tusk studio, which is where the name first surfaced from, and that appeared to be its own kind of game. Doesn't look anything like Gears of War.
Right.
So it kind of leads a lot of people to believe that they were developing a new IP, and once Microsoft bought Gears of War, they've officially said that Black Tusk will be working on that.
Okay.
you know, a new Gears of War game.
Sure.
But it doesn't necessarily preclude them from having two studios there.
Right.
You know, like one working on, you know, a new franchise and then one, you know, continuing on the Gears of War legacy, which, you know, a lot of people poo-pooed that news when it came out. I'm sorry.
A lot of...
The Gears of War franchise is one of the biggest franchises of the last 20 years.
People hate Microsoft.
It sold almost 20 million copies.
Yeah, people hate Microsoft, though.
And yeah, whatever.
They're afraid that they're going to hurt the image of whatever. If it was EA, it'd be way more backlash.
Like, the reason that and you know, you can say whatever you want about like cover-based shooters. The reason why games are the way they are right now is because of that.
Because of that game. Yeah.
Because of that game.
No, absolutely. It
took Killswitch, which was an ass PS2 game that had one good idea, and said, what if we do that, but kind of put it in a Warhammer 40K universe, and don't spend all the money on that stupid franchise, and put chainsaws on guns.
Booyah.
Big dudes with giant teeth and weird sausage fingers.
Booyah.
That is Christian.
Christian's in all his games, isn't he?
He actually is.
He should play Marcus
Phoenix. Hand model.
Come on. I'm excited.
Leading back over to I Know That Voice, this isn't a big segue, they actually show parts where he finishes off the game. He reads his last lines with Marcus Phoenix. So, pretty obvious they're probably going to get him back on to be him when they start it up again.
I'm curious.
That's
to
in the documentary.
You know, if they really wanted to... Judgment wasn't successful. Judgment, what came after Gears of War 3, didn't have Phoenix in it.
Yeah.
I think he shows up for a minute, but it's definitely not a huge...
Right.
He's not the main character.
Right.
Baird, who is an asshole, is the main character. And I love that about Baird.
Obviously.
Baird's a complete dick.
Why wouldn't you?
I feel like that was in the script. It was like, okay, so you're auditioning for Baird, and Baird's a dick.
So give us that. Give us your best asshole voice.
give us that guy you don't like.
Yeah.
That happened. Like, you know, I'm curious to see what Black Tusk does. I'm curious to see where they choose to go. I hope they don't go back in time. I don't care about the Pendulum Wars or, you know, I don't really care that much about Emergence Day. We've seen enough of it. They've talked enough about it. And they can still do backtracking to it, flashback segments or something like that to, you know, give you a little bit more of that as time goes on. But I don't want a game set in E-Day.
Right.
Judgment is right around that time. It's actually a little bit after that. And it's just not great.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, you know, so the selling of the franchise, I think what's more interesting is the fact that with the exception of Fortnite, Epic doesn't really have anything that they're making, and all the people that made games for them have left.
Yeah.
The guy who, you know, Cliff Bleszinski has left.
Maybe.
The guy, Rod Sterling?
Stewart?
No, I think his name is Rod Sterling. The guy that had actually led up Judgment's development after Cliff had left.
Yeah.
He was there for the entire series. He's left. He's at Black Tusk heading up the new Gears of War game. So... who's there to make games?
I did hear them. I don't know if they released a statement. I don't know anything about it.
I mean, granted, they have the Unreal Engine 4 that's coming out. That'll be probably the biggest thing in the world. So they don't have to make games?
I heard they made a statement of them wanting to work on new IPs and everything. But, yeah, like you said,
they showed that video,
I don't know who's making them.
I don't know if you guys keep tabs on this stuff, but a couple of years ago at the Game Developers Conference, they were still calling it Unreal Technology. It was before they actually said there's an Unreal Engine 4.
Right.
So it was unveiled under the guise of this is an Unreal 3 tech demo.
Right.
They showed this video called The Stranger. It was basically like a shapeshifter guy set in a universe that's almost exactly like Blade Runner.
Okay.
You know, tons of rainfall, gorgeous to look at. Make that game.
Yeah.
Make that, because you know what? Yeah. It'll probably be better than Watch Dogs. I bet Watch Dogs is probably not going to be good.
Watch
and that
Dogs
leads
is,
into the next story.
It's getting kind of bad, isn't it? Because
you heard about the Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
So apparently, there was this patent, this U.S. patent, you know, certificate that was submitted where Ubisoft had forfeited the rights to the name Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
The whole trademark and everything. So, well, and then after, and it was signed by the CEO of Ubisoft, and, well, they've done some tracking down, and Ubisoft has said that it was fraud, that they didn't submit that, that somebody else had done it on their part, and that this is...
Wow.
So, nobody's really sure what happened. So, one of, like, three things is true. Either it's fraud, and that game will be Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
They were gonna cancel it, which they're not, because that game looks to be fairly hot as far as interest goes.
Yeah.
Or they're gonna rebrand that game.
Yeah.
Which I think that's probably a good idea, because people have wanted a futuristic Assassin's Creed for a very long time.
You think they're going to make it Assassin's Creed?
Why not? Assassin's Creed is the biggest thing.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing.
What's weird? I was thinking about this the other day when somebody was talking about...
But isn't that the only game that they even develop for at all? Like,
well, that's the thing. Assassin's Creed's the only game that ever comes out on time. they make Rainbow Six. They make Ghost Recon.
That's a good
they
point.
Make Splinter Cell.
Yeah.
They make quite a few games. None of them ever come out on time.
Yeah.
Like Rainbow Six Patriots was announced like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a demo of that yet.
I'm all for making a game, you know, as good as you can and taking the time that you can. But yeah, when you're not producing anything on time at all, you develop a reputation.
There's got to be a statute of limitations.
Right. Right. Well, exactly,
the way
right?
that they actually develop their games is conducive to a team that can do it well. Now, those five or six teams that make Assassin's Creed, there's like five studios that work on those games. They hit on all cylinders. They're all working on different games at different times. So they're developing it right at any given moment. Two or three Assassin's Creed games.
Yeah.
At any given time. And they're developing them all for the future. So, like, when I get my work done for, you know, year one game, I then switch over to year two game so that the other teams can be working on the other assets for that year one game, and it just keeps stacking on itself.
Right.
It works well for that team, but for whatever reason, whenever they have basically one team working on a game, they can't put a game out.
Right, yeah. That's weird.
It's mind-blowing. I don't know what they're doing over there, but, you know, they're a multinational corporation. They're in Shanghai. They're in Montreal. They're in Vancouver. They're all around the world, and they're all working on, like, five franchises, and I guess coordinating all those people has been a bit of a pain,
yeah.
But at a certain point, Ubisoft, like, you could be the biggest name in third-party publishing if you really wanted it bad enough and you got your shit together, because whenever they do take a chance... They hit it out of the park most of the time.
Right, right.
I mean, you haven't seen a massive swing and a miss
yeah.
out of Ubisoft.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, and you know, like, even games where they're just like, we'll fart this thing out there, you end up with Just Dance.
Not I mean, Just Dance 2, that's a good one.
Just Dance 1, that game, it was like the second week of December when they launched that first game. And it was just like, we're just going to fart this thing out here. And the next thing you know, it's like 15 million copies later.
Whoa, you dissing Tay? Come on now.
What?
I don't even know.
What is Tay?
Never mind.
Have you just made up a phrase and tried to make it a thing?
It's a name of a character on that game, anyway.
On
okay.
On Just Dance?
I think it's Just Dance.
You played Just Dance?
It might be another one. It was on Hey Ash, What You Playing. It's a whole thing. So, anyway, that's another fun show. Go watch that. Don't listen to this crap.
You're terrible at this. You're the worst marketing guy ever.
Yeah, it's all right. People like to be self-deprecating.
I hate this podcast.
It's all right. No, we're fine. We're good.
But,
keep going.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good. We're good at this.
But yeah, like, so...
Go watch Hop!
Shut up. So, you know, the Gears of War stuff happened. The Watch Dogs stuff happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really,
Speaking of games not coming out... Where's Team Ico with this frickin' Last Guardian thing?
That's probably a PS4 game.
Oh, I want that game so bad, and I don't
want
it.
But I don't know. I mean, they have come in at the last bell of the generation before. That's what Shadow Colossus was.
Yeah.
That was really ringing the last dinner bell for that
console.
It was
awesome.
It was awesome. But, you know, look at what they did with Ico. That was a PS1 game.
Yeah.
And they ended up porting it up to PS2.
Yeah.
They did a lot for that game.
Yeah.
Because early in a console's lifespan, you know, if that game were to come out now... I think that game could do pretty well on the PS4, because there's not necessarily really anything at all ever to play on that thing other than Outlast, which is free now.
I want it so bad. I want to play it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to play it because I know it's going to make me cry.
Yeah, that... I'm... All right, what's the over-under bet between the mouse, cat, dragon, creature...
Oh. Totally
dying
dead.
Or the child dying.
Totally one of them is going to die by the end of that game. It's just not even a question. It's just...
It kind of looks like a mouse, cat, dragon.
It's basically... It is. It's a mouse, cat, dragon. It's basically just going to be how heart-wrenching is it going to be? That's where the...
The answer is very.
The answer is very, and that's it.
On a scale from 1 to 10, 12.
How badly do you feel torn up inside?
How much do you
at
have?
At this point. So, yeah, I want to play it so bad, and I don't want to play it because I know it's just going to be the most horrible experience at the end of it, and yet... I will love it.
I mean, there's some other news out there. I mean, there's not necessarily a ton has happened in the last week. There's a new Humble Bundle that has a bunch of Sid Meier's games in it.
Humble brag.
Do you know what a Humble Bundle is?
I have no idea what that is.
It's a PC bundle where, like, you get it's all for, like, charity.
Okay.
Developers and publishers will just bundle a bunch of games together. We can get, like, Sid Meier's Railroads and Sid Meier's Civ 3 and Civ 4 and Civ 5 and all the Civ 5 expansions.
I've never played a Sid Meier's game. I know they're...
What are you doing?
Real-time strategy.
You know what you need to do is go out and get yourself a copy of Sim Golf. Because...
Do I?
Yeah. Because you know what?
That was
Will Wright... And Sid Meier.
Oh.
Well, right, the Sims dude, the Sim City guy.
Oh, yeah.
And Sid Meier.
Because they've totally played the Sims games, too.
Making a fucking golf? Sim City's one of the greatest games of all time. What were you doing?
Brandon doesn't play new video games.
It's not new.
Sim City's not new. Sim City's not new. Let's
Brandon
be honest.
Doesn't play new video games.
Moving on from other news, because you people piss me off.
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
You're over here checking your phone. You're not even contributing to this thing. Yeah, I called you out on the mic.
No!
Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes, Game Informer got a hold of that game and said it's 2 hours.
What? That's like unforgivable in this time.
If you buy it as a download on the 360 and PS3, it's $20. If you buy it on disc for those old systems, it's $30. If you buy it on a next-gen console as a download, it's $30. And if you buy it on disc, it's $40.
Freaking!
It's 2 hours. I bet there's probably more to it, but they said the main mission in that game, 2 hours.
Freaking Angry Birds is more than 2 hours of game time.
Well, to be fair, I'm so bad at Angry Birds, I think that game lasts forever.
The bird explodes. Like, I don't get it.
Downloadable games on your phone are longer than 2 hours of game time.
That's terrible.
That is awful.
What are they thinking?
That's bad.
I mean, you know, other than that,
let's make it better.
I don't have much better other than that, man.
Yeah.
You know, DICE is this week.
DICE.
Develop, innovate something. It's like a conference for
Andrew
developers.
Dice Clay.
Yes.
Oh!
It's kind of the thing where you'll start to hear a lot of rumors bubbling up out of here. It's a developers only, no press event.
Yeah.
And it's not like GDC, but the cool thing is you'll start hearing people talking about, like, that's where the Sony Xperia phone came out of.
Yeah.
Some people are just like, some Sony dudes were on the main floor of this hotel, and they thought it was only developers around. They were like, look at this fucking phone.
Check this out.
And some guy saw it and was like, we have to go write a story about this. They have a PlayStation phone. It turned out to not be that great. But, yeah, there's usually some stuff that comes out of here that usually kind of informs. I think Game Developers Conference this year, it's usually like the first week in March. I think it's like the 12th or something.
Yeah.
Is the first day. Game Developers Conference is usually where you start hearing a lot of stuff. Because Unreal Engine 4 is rolled out, and some people have said, yeah, we're making games on that. You haven't really seen anything on the Unreal Engine 4 yet.
Right.
There hasn't been a game made with it yet, which is Fortnite, which is the game that Epic's working on. So I would assume that we'll see a lot more of that, probably see Epic's new game, and maybe Microsoft, as part of buying the Gears franchise, locked up another exclusive with Epic.
Right.
It would be in their best interest. I mean, just like Titanfall, throw that money out there, man.
Right.
Because, you know, you saw what happened to Sony last generation. Between having a more expensive console and not locking up third-party exclusives like Assassin's Creed, which was originally supposed to be exclusive, Grand Theft Auto 4, which was originally supposed to be exclusive, it let Microsoft just jump ahead. And for them, having the more expensive console...
Right.
They're going to need to get those exclusives, so it justifies the bigger purchase. If you're just keeping on an even keel, people will buy the cheaper thing.
Yeah.
You need to have the stuff like Titanfall, March 11th, when that comes out, will be the biggest game of this spring.
Yeah.
If the servers work.
I was about to say.
If it works.
The thing about it is that, like, you know, it is an EA game, but it's being published by Microsoft, and it runs on Microsoft's cloud service. It's not an EA online game. So you'd think it would work? Dude, I don't know. These guys haven't made a game in like 5 years.
Yeah.
Since Modern Warfare 2, these dudes haven't made a game.
Tough call, as it's a...
yeah.
A game that's multiplayer-based, it's kind of a big issue. Yeah. I'd make that number one.
Yeah.
Namco Bandai has resurfaced a joke that I really enjoyed. Back when Namco and Bandai merged into one brand about 5 or 6 years ago,
right?
I always called them Bamco Namdai. And
because
it's stupid. Whenever you jam two names, you're like it Sega
is.
Sammy.
It is, yeah, right.
But
Squaresoft.
So now it's not going to be Namco Bandai anymore. It's going to be Bandai Namco.
Bandai Namco.
Because they're remember we have the anime. I think that's their whole play in this.
Bandai Namco.
But it's the same logo. They just move the names.
Can we?
The
same logo.
They'll never know.
Yeah, right. There's also a story on the site about the newest Xbox One for dashboard updates. Long story short, over the course of the next month, they're going to fix the broken party system. Add USB keyboard support. Hey, guess what? There's finally going to be a power meter for your controller. The problem was there's no flashing light on the controller to let you know your battery's dying. Oh. There was no visual feedback on screen to let you know, hey man, this is how much battery power you have. So it just fucking died. You'd be playing a game and it's like, well, great, I'm dead now forever.
Let me plug this in for 10 hours.
They just skipped that little feature, huh?
What?
Oh man,
there were so many dumb decisions.
Yeah.
Oh jeez.
Even the controller had that spinning ring. When he knew it was spinning, it was like, probably power this thing up.
Yeah.
And then whenever your rumble went out, you really knew it was going to go up. But see, the thing is with the Xbox One, it doesn't even turn the rumble off before it dies.
Yeah.
So you have no idea.
It just rumbles to death. My controller having a seizure, it doesn't work anymore.
It shakes itself into a grave.
Oh, God.
But the last thing I'll say, the last piece of news today is something that's going to make Eric happy, and we forgot to touch on it earlier because we were playing Outlast. Yeah. Spinal's out for Killer Instinct.
Yeah! It was awesome. I saw the trailer for that. It was
Why
so cool.
Why didn't you let me play that?
Get your stupid fucking skeleton, man.
Yeah, he's awesome. Oh. They got the laugh. He laughs.
Did he
get the laugh back and everything.
Yeah!
It's awesome. Oh, it's so cool.
Why do you hate him?
He's like,
Killer Instinct is dumb. That game's awesome, and it was way better before he was in it.
No.
He was all pirated up. It's so cool. It's so awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
Oh, it's great.
That was a great level.
Yeah.
That's the last bit of news for today. Well, I'll put one more note in here. Apparently the composer of Resident Evil, the guy that was deaf, that still composed all the soundtracks.
Right, right.
So he did it by feel. He admitted that he was a fraud and that somebody else did it for him.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy crap. I didn't know that.
That's
depressing.
But I mean, when somebody tells you that this deaf composer who made these long lauded soundtracks, and somebody tells you he was a fraud, you kind of go, "Yeah, that makes sense."
I'm not surprised.
You think somebody's gonna come out for Beethoven? Be like, "Yeah, I wrote those."
Beethoven.
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 Beethoven. Yeah, I did those. You know. Oh boy.
Well, that's kind of it. Anybody else got any notes? Anybody got anything?
Nope.
Don't forget to go see the new RoboCop movie because that's going to be a gem.
That's not going to happen. Actually,
I'm calling that movie PG-13 Human Hand, and I refuse to acknowledge it.
Me and my brother will actually probably go see that because we know it's going to be.
I'll go see that with you,
right? Because we know it's going to be a train wreck. Terrible. And
I feel like it'll just be Samuel Jackson farting into a microphone going, I'd buy that for a dollar.
So yeah.
Kill me now!
Don't get to see that gem.
It's just Peter Weller flipping the audience off for an hour and a half.
I hope it surprises me.
And Sam, remember those first two RoboCop movies that I was in? Sting and his buddy RoboCop.
Sting.
Dude, what if Sting's in this movie?
If Sting was in it, that'd be awesome.
It wouldn't. This is over. This podcast is over. We're done. It's over. I hate it.
Why are you going to hate
this? Is that all you got?
Yeah.
Why are you going to hate on this?
We'll talk to you next time on the Beatles Podcast!
Yeah.